Jesus tells us in the book of John that when the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you and guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit not only as a comforter, but a teacher and a guide. A guide is a leader. He will lead and guide you carefully into all truth. The word that is translated comforter is the Greek word paraclete, which has some other meanings besides comforter. Sometimes it means teacher. And with that, Jesus is saying, I'll send you another teacher. They had been taught directly from the lips of him who spake as never a man spake. And now he is saying, when I am gone, I'm going to send you another teacher, just like me. Not only was he going to send another teacher, he was going to send another guide. All during those years that those disciples was with Jesus, he was their leader. He led them each and every day. Wherever they went, he was always leading. If he went to Capernaum, they followed him to Capernaum. If he turned and again came back to Judea, they followed him back to Judea. They never argued with him about which route they would go or where they should stop over for the night. They just followed him. And they that followed him were known as the disciples of Christ. Even Jesus himself was led by the Spirit. Luke chapter 4 and verse 1 tells us that Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit unto the wilderness. And then I read in the book of Romans, where Paul says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And then again, Paul said in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 18, if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. So not only is this comforter a great teacher and a great guide, he is also a leader. He will never lead you astray. He will never lead you into false doctrines. He will never lead you to do anything that's against the Word of God or the will of God. The Holy Spirit is God Himself. It is the Holy Spirit that guides you into all truth. It is though Jesus is saying, I'm going to send you another guide in the truth of God. He shall be a person who is to explain the Scriptures. He shall be the authoritative voice of God. Who shall make the dark things light? Who shall unravel the mysteries of the revelation of God and shall make you to understand what you would not discover without this divine guide into all truth? No person ever learns anything that's totally right unless he is taught of the Spirit. No person can know Jesus Christ unless he is taught of God. There is no doctrine of the Bible which can be safely and truly learned except by the agency of the divine Holy Spirit. Don't tell me about the systems of divinity. Don't tell me about the systematic theology. Don't tell me what the commentaries or the most learned doctors of Scripture. Tell me about the great teacher who shall instruct us as the sons of God and shall make us wise to understand all things. Tomorrow, I'll be dealing with the other translation of this word paraclete. Be sure to tune in. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.